Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In today's podcast, I will be guiding you through a meditation and visualization that is focused on inspiration. All of us crave from time to time to feel inspired. Sometimes we are seeking to try something new. What motivates us to seek out inspiration? And what do we hope we will receive? Come explore the theme of inspiration and learn a few new ways to tap into this exciting realm of possibilities. Learn how to let some of those new ideas and thoughts help to transform some aspect of your life. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you're not going to be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and just trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after this visualization, and I encourage you to just be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this. And when you're ready, just start again, and I'll be right here and we will continue together. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you may want to lay down or sit up. I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And as you are breathing, you are going to become more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find that you are now arriving at a special park. You see a bright blue neon sign, and across the gate it says, "Welcome to Inspiration Land." Next, you walk up to the gate where you meet your guide, Merlin. Merlin is wearing a dark blue shimmering cape, and you observe that he is somehow hovering off the ground now about 6 inches. Merlin warmly welcomes you as he glides over to open the gate and check your park pass. In order to gain access to Inspiration Land, Merlin asks you this question. How open are you to receiving inspiration today? Just as you're thinking of your answer, you hear the sound of thunder and you see a flash of lightning off to the left in the sky above you. Merlin explains that when we have an inspiration, sometimes it can feel like a sudden flash of lightning as it hits our inner awareness. Merlin asks you to remember a time when you had a flash of inspiration, and how did that make you feel? Having flashes of insight alert us to the feeling of like, aha, yes, wow, I just got a new idea and that was amazing. Some may think of this as an inner light bulb moment, as if an inner light has been quickly switched on. And in that instant, you may have received a new level of awareness or felt the rush of a new idea being downloaded within you. If you want to increase your chances for becoming inspired and for receiving more inspirational ahas, Merlin suggests you just need to start by first setting an intention to be more open to receiving them. Keeping in mind that inspirations can come in all kinds of forms, and they can come from things such as being in a conversation with someone, or working on a challenge, and then a new idea or flash of insight pops in, as a few examples. And if you want to prime your pump even more, we need to invite new inspiring ideas, thoughts, and images to come to us. Keeping in mind that it's your job to be alert to seeing through the lens of curiosity and allow yourself to be more present to what is showing up in your life at any given moment. Merlin suggests that you begin to look at your life and what's in it now with a sense of wonderment and excitement. It's really great, and it's really important to encourage yourself to have an open mind and an open heart. Next, Merlin pulls a wand out of his long blue velvet robe, and he offers it to you. You accept the wand, and when your hand touches it, it lights up completely from its base to its tip, and you can see that your name is written into the wand. Merlin asks you now to set the intention to receive more inspiration into your life and to become more curious and alert. Now that this has been animated within you, you can begin to track and notice in your day-to-day life when you start to find things that are inspiring. Merlin asks you now to direct the wand to the ground beside you to the left. There you see a 3-foot circle now begin to appear. You step into the center of the circle, and next you are instructed to touch the wand to the ground. When you do this, the circle instantly transforms into beautiful, plush, gorgeous gold, silver, and bronze metallic carpet. You hear now a voice coming from the carpet. The voice guides you to sit down and to make yourself comfortable. You are at ground zero. You are touching the earth. And as a human, you are part of what lives on the earth. As humans, we take ideas that come to us from the inspirational realm above us. And once inspired, we have the choice to bring those ideas and thoughts out of the ethers and to work with them in order to create something. Taking inspiration and then doing something with it can bring us a lot of satisfaction, happiness, and joy. Keeping in mind, sometimes inspiration can come to us and it can speak to us softly like a whisper in our ear. And sometimes it can come like a flash of lightning that feels like a brand new big idea is wanting to download into our awareness. Regardless of how and what form inspiration takes, we do have a drive as humans and an instinct to create. Now that you're in the center of the circle, Merlin asks you to imagine the best way that you can that you are opening up more now to your ability to sense and perceive. And because this special carpet is magnetically charged to attract inspiration, you will be in a better position to call in inspiration as you move through this experience today and in your future. Merlin asks you now to ask to receive 1 or 2 new inspirations that can help you in some aspect in your life now. For example, maybe you're in need of some new strategy to problem solve something to help you move out of a stuck place in your life. Just by leaning into using your imagination, this can help you to focus now on an area of your life that you could maybe benefit from having some new inspiration. Perhaps you want to enhance and improve a romantic relationship. Or maybe you're wanting to design something exciting and new, like a new garden. Or maybe you want to invent something in order to help yourself or others. But what is it for you? What is coming to you now? Sometimes first thought, best thought is the best way to go. You follow Merlin's gaze and you both end up now looking into the night sky. And you are curious now to explore this realm. This special field contains an infinite wealth of new material that encompasses a depth and breadth of knowledge and wisdom and ideas that goes on forever and has unlimited content for any of us to tap into and to pull down from. It's like an infinite universal library. As you ponder this, you notice that there's a burst of sparkles now that are forming around you and creating another level of magnetics that are there to help draw new inspirational thoughts towards you. As you prepare for liftoff, a seatbelt appears and you're buckled in. Next, Merlin instructs you to direct the carpet yourself by pointing your wand upwards to the higher realms. Then together you and Merlin will travel to the great field of inspirational possibilities. Merlin is now on his carpet and follows you. Soon you arrive and stop together, and you find yourself in a huge swath of white, fluffy clouds. At this point of the journey, Merlin wants to share some of what he has learned over the hundreds of years that he has been working with inspiration and creativity. So in order to receive more inspirations, you can more consciously invite more inspirations to come to you. Learning to be more alert and to have a willingness to detect when even a whisper of an inspiration is trying to get through to you is an important skill to develop. For not all inspiration come with a huge noticeable aha moment. Once you've received an inspiring idea or thought, this is the process that begins to happen. For there's more to just becoming inspired. You then need to decide what, if anything, you're going to do with that new idea or aha moment. And you need to be able to track the inspiration as it begins to download, so to speak, first through the top of your head, also known as the crown area. From there, you should be alert to noticing and detecting roadblocks where you will inevitably feel a push-pull reaction as you begin to feel things like doubt and wrestle with thoughts of uncertainty. Beliefs can also easily get triggered now. For example, you might feel enthused, and you might have a thought like, oh, wow, I can do this. Or you might also be thinking as a reaction, I can't do this. These are just two of a few of the positive and negative belief examples that might pop up for you. Yet at each of these crossroads lies your power of choice. You can consciously take the time to question your fears or uneasiness, or embrace your desire and passion for wanting to work within inspiration. You can also check out your perceptions around what you think is possible or impossible or anything in between. You can hedge your bets and you can explore where you land with risk-taking in relationship to this creative desire. And you can decide whether or not you have the resources or the time or energy in order to work with this inspiration to take it from thought into matter. You can challenge yourself around truth-telling. And really ask yourself, what amount of effort and hard work are you willing to put into a big inspiration? You can weigh out your sense of how confident you feel within your own abilities. You can assess how others will support or not support you. And you can explore what you make that mean. You can ask yourself, whose validation or approval might I be looking for? And do you even need someone's approval? At any of these crossroads, the inspiring idea can be thwarted, stalled, or aborted. So, are there any areas of your life where you have had your head up in the clouds, where you might be thinking you've been wanting more or desiring to be inspired, but in the end, you really don't want to have to work that hard? Doing some truth-telling around this can be powerful as you gain more clarity. Next, Merlin is excited to take you above the clouds, to the deeper upper realms of the big field of inspiration. Here, Merlin invites you to get a 360-degree view of this dark, inky space. He sees a flash of lightning now off to your right. He points to the area, and you begin to notice flashes of lightning directed down towards the earth. All of a sudden, you see many flashes of light and lightning, and it's amazing for you to see all of this brilliance, this brilliant lighting all around you. It is electric and you can feel this high energy. It feels very high voltage in certain places as you start to experience and see these big bands of light now. And you also see more subtle flashes of lightning. Merlin explains that each flash of lightning represents the flashes of insight and inspiration that are coming down now and being received by people on the earth plane. People that are currently in an asking and receiving mode. It is known that many of us can access the great field of inspiration, for it's available to all of us. There are times when a new brilliant idea is downloaded by a few people at the same time from different parts of the world. They end up coming up with an idea that is very similar, and the way that they work with it and put their own unique finishing twist to it might make it a bit different. But they all manage to come to some kind of conclusion almost at the same time. They are the ones, for example, who make it through the whole of the process where they have managed all the obstacles detours, and they may have experienced a lot of trials and errors as they have persevered through the gauntlet and have arrived at the finish line. It takes great courage and fortitude for many of us to entertain big inspirations and follow them through, for it takes investment and hard work to reach their full potential. However, the more you try on little inspirations and follow them through, the more the universe seems to pay attention to your receiving them. The universe almost seems to show you more and more new ideas and ways in which to inspire you. Now you and Merlin head back to ground zero. And as you land there now on your carpet, Merlin hands you a wand with your name on it. He encourages you to think of the wand as a conduit that you can hold up towards the sky whenever you want to call in a new idea or inspiration. You now know more about what to look out for, and you know how inspiration can come. You have more ability now to be curious and to notice if you are blocking an inspiration. And if so, you can delve deeper into a possible why. Through the power of choice, you can decide what to do or to give yourself more opportunities to pivot out of stuck places when you receive an inspiring idea, especially one that you want to really go all the way with. Just know that there's all kinds of resources and help. For example, you may find someone who's willing to mentor you. And now, as you prepare to say goodbye to Merlin, you both smile as you hear a roll of thunder and see a big flash of lightning. So know that you can come back here anytime. And as you begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers, you're starting to bring yourself back to this time and place. When it feels right, you can make yourself move a little bit more and find yourself back into a seated position and open your eyes. I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.